Megan Lucas came to writing just 4 years ago through her postpartum depression and the ready outlet of personal blogging. But when people began actually reading her writing, Lucas experienced a different kind of trauma.
When you write essays or personal essays or creative nonfiction, it's very naked. People end up knowing things about you personally that was starting to make me uncomfortable. I felt like I maybe wanted to try something different, that it would allow me to explore some of those same ideas, but in a way that protected people that I loved.
Lucas turned to fiction, which did nothing to stem public attention. Over the past few years, a couple small journals published and awarded her short fiction, and a few months ago, she became a published novelist with the title Songbirds and Stray Dogs.
It's a love song to the South.
As with much of her fiction, Lucas draws on her own profile to cast her central character named Jolene.
Jolene and I are motivated very similarly. We have a heroine. She's plain looking. She's not particularly attractive. She's heavy. She has crooked teeth, and nothing has come easy to her. And so she sort of lives this life of service because that's where she sees her value.
Lucas is a native Canadian. Her husband got a job that brought the couple to Hendersonville 10 years ago, and Lucas joined the English department at AB Tech. But it wasn't until after the birth of her now 6-year-old son that Lucas got serious about writing. She began blogging and found a community of writers through that platform. When she migrated to fiction, those writers became her critique circle.
Childhood sexual abuse is something that I wanted to write about to process it. I also have had struggles with the church, and my family is still in the church, but I'm not. And so it's easier a little bit for me to come at those things from, in a fiction way, sort of bigger lies to get at a bigger truth than it does to point fingers at people from my past.
Lucas wrote a short story about a high school friend who had died as an adult from a drug overdose, and another story about a woman who died in police custody. After moving to Hendersonville, she deliberately absorbed the voices and inflections of longtime locals so she could imbue her writing with a regional authenticity.
You hear someone say "haint," and you're like, oh, I need to write that down. You know, or Lord of Mercy. I live here. I listen to people talk. And for the most part, dialogue just kind of came out of being a good listener.
Still, her evolution as a writer came with growing pains. She spent 2 years working on a novel she later shelved after some candid feedback from her writing group.
The first number of meetings, I went home crying. Absolutely. It's your baby. It's your work. It feels really personal, and then people don't like it. It's terrible. It's like someone calling your baby ugly. I can't even tell you how thankful I am that those people were honest with me about my work. It's helped me improve greatly, and it's created this sort of thick skin. Working writers have to be willing to be rejected and be willing for people to tell you that they don't like it.
Lucas said suffering from what she called imposter syndrome kept her from seeking an agent for Songbirds and Stray Dogs. Instead, she paid a small fee for a Charlotte publisher called Main Street Rag to read her manuscript, and they offered to publish it.
This sort of Southern Appalachian female perspective is one that I don't see enough on a bookshelf. You know, if you take Wiley and you take David Joy and you take Ron Rash, even Mr. Fraser and all of those writers that I love, you don't see a lot of women.
Lucas is reading from her work the morning of December 7th at the Center for Art and Inspiration in Hendersonville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.